If you happen to be in Oulu in northern Finland today, you've got a few activities to choose from. You can visit their world-class science museum, go to Nalikari, the beach. It is still summer after all. But I think you'd be best advised to check out the annual Air Guitar World Championship in Oulu. It cranks up there today. The world's Diego Lopez has a story.
It's got a lot of what you'd expect. Wild jumping, energetic strumming, and hands racing up and down an invisible guitar neck. That's Eric Mean Moline, shredding to the song TNT Diet by Michael Monroe. Moline is an air guitar world champion himself.
It's this amazing thing that's gone from a private thing that people do in their bedrooms to a huge piece of one-minute performance art set to music. The Air Guitar World Championships is the biggest adrenaline rush of all time.
Moline says it's a mind-blowing type of performance.
So you are backstage and they're about to throw you out there in front of 9,000 people and outside in this town square, the Rotwari, and the people are going nuts. They have a huge stage set up with lights going everywhere and smoke and big TV screens, and the whole thing is live streamed on the internet.
So how did air guitar become a global thing in the first place?
It started out as kind of a somewhat local competition, although they had competitors from other countries, so they kind of jokingly called it the World Air Guitar Championships.
Bird McDaniel is an ethnomusicologist at Northeastern University. He served as a judge at this year's National Air Guitar Championship here in the U.S.
The competition has gradually gained momentum. There was a publication of a documentary called Air Guitar Nation. And there was also a memoir that an American air guitarist wrote called To Air Is Human. And those really catalyzed the U.S. air guitar scene. But they also kind of gave credibility to this international practice.
And while all this sounds like just a good time, the organizers of the Air Guitar Championships want it to be about more than just rocking out.
This year, they have a symposium for climate change and world peace, for example. And they're making that part of the official weekend's activities for air guitarists from all over the world to emphasize the importance of climate change concerns on a global perspective.
Well, that's nice. But Marco, if you'll excuse me, I have some practicing to do for next year's World Championship. For the world, I'm Diego Lopez.
I wish you could see Diego tearing up the frets. Absolutely uncontrollable. Actually, I wish I could see that too.